News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, more and more gyms are having to introduce policies around phone use. In particular, fitness influencers, content creators, God help us, are causing stress and disturbances for some gym goers with their tripods and selfie lamps. Do they actually bring selfie lamps into the gym? They do, apparently. Oh, good God. So, how would you feel if you see somebody recording you in the gym? Our reporter, Josh Crosby, has been finding out.
There was a guy just in the weight area and he was having a really big argument with his girlfriend. She was on speakerphone and they were both like roaring and shouting at each other. I think gyms can feel like private spaces to people. I think that's the thing.
It wouldn't be for me, but I suppose each to their own, whatever people want to do.
It doesn't distract you or you don't feel like your space is being intruded? Or
no, I might find it slightly cringy, but that's just me.
You've built up the enthusiasm to go to the gym, you're getting into the swing of things, and then snap, you feel like you're being recorded. Not the ideal motivator to keep pushing you on. So what are the rules when it comes to phone use in gyms?
So my name is Owen Cashin. I'm one of the owners of Resolve Fitness in Lusk.
And Owen, what's your policy here? What are your rules, or what's kind of the unspoken rule when it comes to phone use?
Well, it's to be conscious of other members, I suppose. Look, people use their phones, whatever, you know, they listen to music or they're recording their own sets, but you have to be aware of the people around you. So if you're guarding yourself, make sure there's no one else in it, or if there is going to be, you ask them first. The culture in gyms have changed. People now use it to create content. People years ago would just train and that'd be it, but now they use it for content creation if they're recording their own lifts. Online coaches usually ask people to record their training so they can assess them and that sort of thing, but you have to be mindful. The gym is a public space and you're sharing it with other people.
Owen runs a gym, but to hear from someone who is a regular gym goer and who also has a large online following, I spoke with DJ Marty Guilfoyle to hear his take on recording videos in the gym.
Years ago, I used to use it to record my workouts and stuff. I feel like since I got older, I kind of got out of that kind of habit, and right now it's mainly for music. Back when I was doing it, it was kind of new and fresh, so there wasn't really kind of heads turned at it. But one of the gyms I'm in now have banned tripods. They're not allowed in the gym at all. And then the gym that I'm actually going to now, you're not allowed to film or take photos in the gym without prior consent. So right now I have to say, when you're in the gym, when you're exercising, you don't look your best, you're sweaty, your hair's all over the place, you might not be feeling yourself. The last thing you want is to be popping up on someone's page who has thousands of followers in the background walking to pick up a piece of equipment or something.
Apart from the content creators, why do people film themselves working out? Well, back in Resolve Fitness, I met with Jer, who competes in weightlifting. She says it's a great way to analyse your workout.
I use my phone all the time, yeah. Either just for something to do between sets, but a lot of recording of what I do. I'd say about 80% of my recordings are for me only, not for putting on to social media.
You're not posting there looking
for
likes?
I do post the odd ones, usually the best ones, looking for likes. But most of it is to watch my form, see what I'm doing wrong, see what I'm doing right. In general, just taking notes on myself on how I lift.
So for anyone going along to a gym and they see people taking videos of themselves and they're kind of saying, this person is ruining my experience, they're interfering in my space, but there actually is a reason.
There can be. Some people are doing it for their Insta likes. Some people are doing it to be trying to be social media influencers. I think there's an etiquette to using your phone in the gym.
Manners are important outside and inside gyms. So to ensure everyone can enjoy their training in a comfortable space, what's the advice if you plan on taking some shots?
Just because you're feeling your best doesn't mean someone else is, you know. Bit of a controversial thing to say, but I feel like a lot of the time these fitness influencers are recording their sets. I don't think they care about educating people. You know, I can't say that about everybody. But I think a lot of the time people are using it as a way to show off their own physique. You need to bear in mind that the majority of this country works 9 to 5. Their job isn't to be in a certain aesthetic shape all year round. That they're just there just trying to keep healthy. The last thing they want is to be on a page with 100,000 followers, you know, looking at their worst and not feeling their best.
So for anyone heading along to the gym today, what's the key message to keep in mind?
Play good music, but just be respectful of people around you. You know, you don't want to be putting other people off in the gym. It's a shared space and you have to remember that. Your content doesn't supersede someone else's training.
It certainly doesn't. Josh Crosby reporting there. I still can't believe people bring selfie lamps and tripods into the gym.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.